Blog Talk Radio.
Because we are still gripped in His grace and mesmerized by His mercy, today is a monumental Monday. Welcome to Grace Nurture, a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ and its teacher, John Davis Marshall. The Stone Mountain, Georgia campus meets at 4687 Rockbridge Road. The Anderson, South Carolina campus meets at 918 West Whitner Street. Visit our website, www.graceview.us, or call 404-297-9050, or call us at 864-332-7572 for more information. You may send a tax-deductible donation to financially ensure the continuation of this program. If you have a prayer request, dial 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number is called, state the name and need of the person for whom you are requesting prayer. Now, stay tuned as John Davis Marshall, the teacher, brings the Grace Nurture for today.
We have been talking in previous segments about gaining and developing our mental momentum. God has created us in a specific way, and that He gives us the instruction so that we can achieve the things in life that He desires for us to achieve, as well as obtain some of the personal pleasures and joys that we as human beings would like to enjoy. But in that development process, there is a phase of reflecting. Yes, reflecting. There is a time when we need to just spend some moments reconsidering what has happened, even when we have made the right decision, when you have made a decision that leads you closer to God's objective, or a decision that leads you closer to your previously determined objective. Reflect upon that good character quality decision. Ask the question, what exactly did I do that brought me this good quality of life? What exactly did I do that is now causing me to enjoy and reap these particular benefits? If you never reflect on good decisions, you will not have the information that's needed to duplicate and replicate so you can continually enjoy. Don't get in the habit of reflecting on bad decisions and not reflecting upon good decisions. So reflect upon good character quality decisions. Ask the question, how has the good character quality of my mental decision impacted the practical quality of my everyday life? Let me ask that again. Here's the question that you need to entertain. How has the good character quality of my previous mental decision impacted the present practical quality of my everyday life? In other words, what good decision, what good mental decision did I make at some point in the past that is now positively impacting my present quality of everyday life? Several years ago, a friend of mine called and said, I'm trying to make a decision as to whether or not I should pay off my house or make other investments. And in the process of that conversation, this individual had worked for a particular company for 19 years. The company this individual worked for had a profit-sharing plan. This individual went on to share with me how that when they first began to work at this company, the supervisor came to them and said, have you signed up for the profit-sharing plan? She said, I don't know anything about it. The supervisor came back with the forms filled out, ready for to be signed, etc. And because this individual made a good mental decision 19 years earlier, their financial quality of practical everyday living and lifestyle was significantly better than it would have been had they not made that decision. So that's what I'm talking about. Raise the question, how has the good character quality of my mental decision impacted the present practical quality of my everyday life? And ask that question not only about economic decisions, but ask those questions about decisions that have to do with things that are right and wrong. Several years ago, when I was in the military, some guys asked me to go with them to do something that was actually illegal. I declined going. The very next morning, those guys had gotten into trouble, and the military was putting them out. So ask yourself sometime this question. When did I make a right decision, not only a good decision or a better decision? When did I make a right decision, a decision that reflects the character of my spirituality? Remember, in earlier segments, we talked about how important it is to raise the question, what principle of Scripture speaks to the decision that I've made or the action that I am engaged in? So get your piece of paper, get your pencil, sit down, list specific decisions, and then write the impact. Sometimes if the impact is not as good as we would like for it, we are unwilling to admit that there is an inherent connection between my mental decisions and my everyday life and lifestyle. So list those specific decisions and note the impact that those decisions have brought. Remember, the instructions you massage into your heart today will determine the quality of life you enjoy tomorrow. For indeed it is true, a better you begins with a grace view of God.
Good morning. Welcome to Grace Nurture. If you have a prayer request, please dial the number 1 on your telephone at this time. And when I call the last 4 digits of your telephone number, please state the name and need of the person for whom you are requesting prayer. Please remember, we really need you to keep all prayer requests at 30 seconds or below due to the time constraints of this program. Thank you. 2754, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning, Mr. Bird. I would like to ask for prayer, continue prayers just on behalf of my family, and also continue to keep the military families in prayers and the veterans, and also married couples and singles. Thank you.
Thank you. 9652, state your prayer request, please. 9509, state your prayer request, please. 9624, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning. This is Denise. I appreciate the message from Brother Marshall. I'm asking you all to pray for Allie Rogers, who's suffering from kidney stones, and Gary Flanders. Pray for him during his sickness. And please pray for Shirley White. She keeps falling, and now she's in the hospital again. And I'm asking for your prayers on my behalf to pray with me and for me, that through the trials I'm going through, that, you know, I will grow into a better Christian. Thank you.
Thank you. 2698, state your prayer request, please.
This is Brother Mike Woods. Continue prayer for my sister Maddie Lawrence, my sister Dorothy Hubbard. Continue prayer for Megan Head and the Head family. And pray for the Woods, Johnson, Lawrence, and Hubbard family. Thank you.
Thank you. 6246, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning. This is Brother McFall. Just coming in prayers for everyone that's involved or have the effect or might be affected with the government shutdown. Pray that God be with the leaders to make the right decisions and the right choices, and also come into prayers for my future and the brothers at my church as they conduct funeral service for a loved one. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. 0407, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning. This is Barbara Smith. And I'd like to thank Brother Marshall for that message, as always. And today I'm continually praying for the salvation of the lost, the homeless people, and the special prayer with people with addiction, the Brotherhood, James Haygood, Cindy and Stephanie, Jennifer Wilkes, Tommy Bird, Latasha Alexander, Marquita Child, Dominique Singleton, Linda Harris, and prayer for my family. I have my sister Charlene on the phone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is Charlene. I'd like to thank Brother Marsh for that wonderful message. I also like to thank pray for each and everyone out there today in Radio Land, and a special prayer for each and everyone in the Fifth Fellowship that we had a wonderful time in the faith trip to Florence and back. Special prayer for all the brothers and all the Church of Christ in the world. Special prayer for Wind Street Church of Christ, and please pray for our homecoming, that God would just endure and that we would do what he would have us to do, and that we would glorify him in all things. Thank you.
Thank you. 7478, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning. This is Betty, and this morning, as always, I'm thanking God for his word and for his answered prayers on our behalf. This morning, I'm requesting prayers for me and my adult daughters, Christina, Tieta, and Felicia, my grandchildren, and also prayers for John and Denise Baker and Denise's mother, who continues to deal with health issues. Thank you.
Thank you. 2193, state your prayer request, please.
Yes, this is Brother Roger Waring, and I'm going to continue to ask prayers for Brother Marshall. Thank you for the lesson. Thank you for the seminar there in Florence this weekend. I was unable to make it, but the benefits that were there with my brother as he delivered the lesson yesterday morning as well as yesterday afternoon, may those who were there in the presence on Saturday as well as yesterday continue to be blessed and be able to pass those blessings on to their families and those who they touch. Thank you.
Thank you. 5964, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning. My name is Linda Harris. I'm calling requesting prayer for my family, my daughter, my grandchildren, for my sisters. Also, I'd like to pray for the Webb family, the Jones family, and a special prayer for our homecoming that we got coming up next month, that it'll be what the Lord will have it to be. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for all of your prayer requests. We will now be led in prayer by Brother Raymond Head from the Grace Free Church of Christ in Stone Mountain.
Heavenly Father, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come, to whom all glory, honor, and praise is due. Heavenly Father, we boldly and humbly approach your throne, thanking you for all the things you have done and all the things to come. We thank you for your tender mercy and grace that has never failed and all sustained. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being faithful, reliable, trustworthy, and unchanging. We thank you for being our creator, our redeemer, and sustainer of all things. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning with bowed heads and humbled hearts, praying for all the families, the singles, the militaries, the children, that you give them guidance and lead them. We're praying for the sick, Heavenly Father. We ask that you put your loving arms around them, that you restore their health. We're praying for those with challenges, Heavenly Father. We ask that may the seeds of comfort take roots in the soul of adversity so that we may handle the challenges that is put before us. We're praying for our country, our government, that we come to a point of amalgamation to where we can solve the problems that face this nation. We're praying for salvation for the lost, the homeless, those that are addicted. We're praying for those that are going through their times of bereavement, Heavenly Father. We ask that you just nurture and care for them. Put your loving arms around them as only you can do, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the abilities and the resources that you have given us. We ask that you continue leading and guiding us to accomplish your intended purpose. Heavenly Father, we ask that you forgive us for our sins and give us the ability to think like Christians and act like champions. We ask that you give us the charge, the calling, the conviction, the conditioning, and the cooperation to be transformed into champions for your glory. so that we may walk in a manner that is pleasing to the God who has called us into his kingdom and glory. Heavenly Father, we just ask that you go before us this day, that you prepare our hearts and minds, making them fertile and receptive to your living word, allowing us to grow spiritually and share the gospel, showing others how to accept Jesus as their Savior and how to embrace the abundant life that you have given us, that we again may be transformed into the image of Christ. Heavenly Father, give us the strength to meet life's challenges, embrace them, eager to gain all the blessings you have hidden in the difficulties. You have told us, Heavenly Father, that in this world that we will have trouble. Therefore, let us not link our hopes to the problem solving in this life, but to the promise of an eternity of problem-free life in heaven. Let your word, Heavenly Father, impart the legacy of wisdom, prudence, understanding, discretion, knowledge, guidance, competence, correction, counsel, and truth from generation to generation. We ask these and all things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Jesus,